Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mindset Medicine with Dr. Julia Bolin, physician, author, and founder of Personal Awareness Medicine. Mindset Medicine is a program that gives you personal and professional strategies to empower you to think more clearly, feel more vivacious, and act with intent. Dr. Julia's expert guests share tips and techniques to inspire you to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser.
Welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Julia Bolin, and I'm excited to bring you each week thought-provoking wisdom from health and wellness professionals. Topic is Mind and Body Age Defiance, a Guide to a More Youthful You. Please welcome Deanna Hansen. She has spent her entire career working in people's body tissue. As a certified athletic therapist, she has logged on over 40,000 hours in deep tissue work and has developed a simple-to-follow system to teach you how to take control of your mind and body and how to change your life. Hello, Deanna.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks again for joining us. Could you tell us just a little bit about yourself, maybe why you created this such a unique age defiance program and wellness tool called Block Therapy?
Absolutely. So I have been an athletic therapist since 1994, and I was always a deep tissue worker. But even though I was helping other people's bodies, my own body wasn't following the rules of all the things that I was doing. I was working out, I was dieting, I was trying to change my body, and what was actually happening was that I was getting bigger, accumulating more pain and more dysfunction as I went on. So even though I was doing everything I thought I was supposed to do, I was really in a negative state in my life, and everything was represented in that way. So I was having a lot of anxiety attacks when I was about 30 years old. I had quit drinking, which was a very important decision that I needed to make for my own self. But as a result of being sober and realizing my life choices, my anxiety attacks really started to ramp up. So this one day in particular, my anxiety was so bad, I actually thought I was going to die. I didn't know if I was breathing. And for some reason, I dove my hand into my abdomen. And the first thing that I encountered was pain. But in that moment, the pain was my friend. It brought me back to the ground. It took me out of my anxiety. And I knew I was safe. I knew I was breathing, at least in that moment. And then what I noticed right after that was that my belly was marbled with what felt like scar tissue. I had been a deep tissue worker for years up to that point and was very familiar with scar tissue and what it felt like in other people's bodies. But I had never really touched my own abdomen because that was where I stored most of my size. I was about 50 pounds overweight, and all of my struggles to try and make things change were only making me bigger. And suddenly I realized, no wonder I can't change my body. There's all this scar tissue blocking blood and oxygen flow to cells. So that first evening, I explored the tissue with my hands for about 45 minutes, and I've never felt so calm. So the next day after work, I was excited to go home and to explore again and see what I would find. And after another 45 minutes of working in my tissue, when I stood up, I felt different. And when I went to the mirror, I literally began to cry because my abdomen was flatter than it had looked in years. And I used to run, I used to do Tai Bo. I was at a point where I was doing 400 sit-ups a day just to try and change my size and my shape, and I was, but not in the right direction. So after only 2 days of doing this work, suddenly my body was changing. That became my new addiction, basically. And every day I would come home and I would continue to work in my tissue in the manner that I was doing. Within a couple of weeks, my chronic low back pain was going away. My constipation was improving. I was excited about every day rather than being in that depressed state that I often found myself in. I was actually looking forward to each day. So that was the beginning 16 years ago of the journey that has led to Block Therapy. So at first I developed a technique to teach therapists what I was doing with my hands, but I really wanted to teach people how to do this work for themselves. So I took what I did in the treatment room and I transferred that into Block Therapy, where I have people lie on a handcrafted cedar wooden block and move their tissue into the block in the same manner and through the same areas of the body that I was getting the results in the treatment room. And it's truly remarkable. It melts through scar tissue, compression from unconscious posture and breathing, and it awakens cells that were blocked from blood and oxygen flow. So it literally takes time out of tissue.
So we're talking about all kinds of tissue, from inner organs inside the belly to muscle tissue.
Absolutely. And the work, the positions are from head to toe. I'm working in the fascial system, and it connects us from head to toe. So, you know, a constriction in your knee can be causing a pain in your shoulder. So block therapy really teaches us how to move into our own tissue and identify the cause sites of what's causing our symptoms and our pain, so that we can truly unlock those areas, breathe life back into that, and own our correct alignment through some postural education as well.
I like when you use the words breathe life back into the tissue, because we are talking about how can we have mind and body age defiant. You know, so tell me a little briefly about what you mean by breathing life back in.
As we age, gravity is really the driver of what aging is. Gravity is compressing our body constantly. So typically, we get shorter and wider as we get older, but we don't have to. We have an anti-gravity design in our body, which is the full conscious exhalation, but nobody's breathing from the right place. So we're literally missing the boat on the most important thing we can do for our health and our wellness lifelong. When we breathe diaphragmatically, we feed the body up to 600% more oxygen than breathing through the muscles of the upper chest. And people aren't even aware that they're not breathing properly. Over time, if we don't practice diaphragmatic breathing, the rib cage literally collapses into the core, which causes a strangulation almost of the diaphragm muscle, so it's not working properly. And the challenge is the tissue seals us out of alignment with the force up to 2,000 pounds per square inch. It's a magnetic seal. So to just simply be told to stand up straight and start breathing properly, it's not that easy. We need to find a way to decompress that tissue that has been blocked and stopping life to cells. So block therapy decompresses that compression. It basically releases that magnetic attraction, and then through the instruction of proper breathing, we are almost inflating those cells, just like blowing up a balloon with every breath. And a blown-up balloon almost defies gravity, where you let the air out and it falls flat to the earth. So when we're not breathing properly, our body becomes heavy and dense, and gravity can manipulate it more, causing aging to occur at a faster pace than it needs to. When we learn to breathe into those compressed spaces, we actually add lightness and life and heat and blood flow and oxygen flow into areas that have been lacking that, awakening those cells to their intention, which is really to, you know, do whatever the jobs they need to do to keep us healthy.
That's wonderful. Listening to Mindset Medicine with Dr. Julia Boland, and today we're speaking with Deanna Hansen about mind and body age defiance using block therapy. When we return from the short break, we're going to be speaking about how to release that compressed tissue and improve the appearance of aging skin. How creating proper circulation.
Are you ready to discover
process? And how correct breathing can help melt away unwanted fat.
Are you ready to discover personal and professional health strategies to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Mindset Medicine combines mindfulness principles, holistic health practices, and business management tactics that empower you to lead a healthier, wealthier, and wiser life. Contact Dr. Julia Boland, physician, author, and founder of Personal Awareness Medicine at www.juliabolandmd.com and live your most vibrant life today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mindset Medicine with Dr. Julia Boland. And today we're speaking with Deanna Hansen about mind and body age defiance. Before we went on break, we were talking about how Deanna had developed her signature program, the block therapy, and how using that can help release compressed tissue, tissue that's pulling us down and maybe giving us the appearance of aging. She's here to tell us how we can reverse that process as our mind and body ages. So we are going to talk again about how releasing that compressed tissue improves the appearance of aging skin and how proper circulation can protect the body from that aging process. And even more so, how correct breathing can help melt away unwanted fat. Welcome back, Deanna.
Hi, Julia.
So let's talk. We talked already a little bit about that compressed tissue. So how does using that block open up that compressed tissue?
So ultimately, compression occurs because gravity is a force literally compressing the body. And really what the issue is we aren't using proper foundation to support our cellular alignment. So you'll notice, especially with the age of technology, people are slumped over their desk in front of their computer. People are texting in this very forward alignment. We're also dominant on one side. So typically, we shift our center of gravity usually to our less dominant side. So basically, we are aging in a forward rotational direction. Everybody's unique in specifically how they age, but as a general rule, we age forward and rotationally. So over time, these compressive forces create a gluing or a magnetic attraction of it, almost like a black hole. They're actually called energy cysts. So, for example, if I'm right-handed and I'm always lifting the right arm up to do whatever action I need to, we're literally compressing the left side of the rib cage in a repetitive pattern over and over and over again. So we become very thick and locked and blocked in that left side because we're really not breathing or keeping the space. So through doing block therapy, we lie in these areas over top of the block for a minimum of 3 minutes. That creates a heating effect to the outside of the body because pressure over time creates heat, which is the point, because that frozen tissue is literally frozen. It's not receiving life or blood flow, so it becomes cold and hard. We want to make it soft and warm and full of blood again. So lying on the block is part of the way to do that. And then coupled with instruction of proper diaphragmatic breathing, we're literally turning on the internal furnace of the body when we breathe from the right place. Most people are breathing from the muscles of the upper chest, and those are not the primary muscles necessary to optimize oxygenation in the body. The diaphragm muscle is designed to do that. I like using analogies to educate people. So I always say that the diaphragm is like the inboard motor, and the muscles of the upper chest are like a trolling motor. You get far more power from that inboard motor or the furnace compared to a space heater. We want to heat the whole body, not just one small area of the body. And again, we're really missing the boat. So with block therapy, you're taught how to breathe properly while you're also creating the space in different areas by lying on the block. So we're really getting a heating effect from the outside and the inside, which makes this a very, very powerful technique at decompressing that compressed cold space and sending oxygen into that tissue. And again, it doesn't matter what the tissue is. It goes all the way deep inside because we're working that muscle from the inside as well. So whether we're dealing with the liver or with a muscle or with the skin on our face or with the hair follicles, it's all about getting blood and oxygen flow to those cells so that they can do what they're supposed to do. And if they've been blocked from that, gravity will manipulate that tissue and pull it toward the earth, causing sagging skin, sagging breasts, causing a displacement of tissue. When the rib cage collapses, it causes the belly to extend, giving us the belly or the spare tire look. And we think it's an accumulation of fat, but really, a lot of the time, it's simply displaced fascia, displaced tissue because of collapse.
You know, I had an amazing experience when I met Deanna at a retreat that was teaching block therapy. And two things happened that I found just amazing. And one of them was my daughter and the other was me. So one of the things that I loved about the block therapy was, you know, Deanna said it's like it's a facelift. I got a block of wood, create a facelift. Well, I'm here to tell you, when I did her positions on the face with the block, loosening up that fascial tissue, the normal frown lines that I have, which I must apparently do a lot when I'm working at work, pull my eyebrows down and gravity pulled it down. And that after years of doing that, apparently have frozen that fascia. So I was able to loosen that up. And when I did one side of my face, the one eyebrow was up about a half an inch higher than the left one. So it really did reverse that aging appearance for me. So I love that. And the other Deanna, I want to thank you, is my daughter was there. Would you mind telling our audience just a little bit about how my daughter's posture changed just in that short time?
Oh, it was amazing because she had had a pretty significant injury, had she not, with her leg?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we were really able to get deep into the scar tissue that was affecting the way that she was walking and bring her lower leg and her ankle into a much more accurate alignment. So when she was walking and standing, everything up the chin was had adjusted as a result of getting that scar tissue off the bone. And that's the thing. Scar tissue will grip and seal onto bone. The fascia will. So whether it's scar tissue from injury or surgery or compression from incorrect posture and alignment, those dense things will grip to bone and will seal us and seal and block blood and oxygen flow. So block therapy is so powerful in part because the block is made from wood, and wood and bone share a similar density. So we want to release the tissue all the way to where it's attached, which is on the bone. And that's pretty deep for most areas of the body. So with the block and with time and proper breathing, we get to sink in and create that release right at the bony site so that we can integrate that tissue back into our use and also improve blood flow to the surface. So if we're talking about the tissue on our face, you know, it's going to rejuvenate the skin and make it look more alive again. If it's an injury or a dysfunction from some kind of issue that we've had, we can bring the alignment of our skeleton back to proper alignment so we start moving more symmetrically and in a balanced way again. And that's really what happened with your daughter, is we removed a lot of that scar tissue so she was able to use her leg again more how it was supposed to be walked on and stood on.
She had a significant limp, lifelong since this injury 5 years before, and was at least 70% improved just by redirecting some of the fascia of her foot and her ankle and her leg. It was just amazing. You know, one of the other things that I've heard you talk about was cellulite and the appearance of cellulite. And who doesn't want to try to reduce the appearance of cellulite? Because it does make us look less perfect, so to speak. It makes us feel a little more conscious. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, the body is truly ingenious in its design. So because we don't stand with proper alignment and proper foundation, we shift, again, if we're right-handed, we tend to shift to that left side. And what happens when we shift from balance is the body tries to protect itself. It doesn't want us to fall away. It wants to be appropriate and aligned so that it can optimize, you know, function. So as we're falling from balance, the fascia, that connective tissue, will grip in a rotational, almost like a tornado-like appearance, and seal onto bone. And that's what creates that dimpling effect in the tissue, is those grips. And it's because we're not sitting or standing or moving properly. So we want to release those grips from the bone and then breathe life back into the space and then change the way that we actually sit and stand, which is all part of the system of block therapy, so that we don't continue to fall out of alignment and the body doesn't have to keep trying to stop it from doing what it doesn't want it to do. And the body wants to be perfect. You know, like that's the beautiful part of it. The body wants every cell to be perfectly aligned so every cell can be fed and clean ongoing. And if that's the case, which isn't for anybody, but if that was the case, theoretically, we should be able to go through time without our tissue accumulating the effects of aging. Because if we're feeding and cleaning every single cell lifelong, it's not going to go through the process of aging caused from gravity. So with block therapy, the really exciting thing is we can actually take time out by melting through those restrictions and putting that life back into that tissue through breathing and through foundation correction. And it really is simple when you follow the steps, because it's all about training proper habits. And once we have a habit trained, like proper diaphragmatic breathing, it becomes natural. So only in the beginning do we have to think about it. Once we start doing it on a regular daily basis, then before you know it, it's working properly, because the diaphragm muscle is designed for this purpose. We've just forgotten how to use it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the idea of habit, because this podcast is really about mindset and medicine and ways to do that. Tell me a little bit about how you feel people's mindset with the block therapy can help play a role in injury recovery.
Oh, well, one of the things, I always say the block therapy is a therapy, meditation, and exercise all built into one simple practice. So what's really nice about doing this work is that when you are sinking into the block and you are focusing on your breath, you're not thinking about anything else. And really that's the definition of meditation, is single focused awareness. So with this, we're searching for pain. And some people think that's nuts. Like, why would I want to search for pain? But at the end of the day, pain is running rampant through our body. So when we take control of our pain and we choose to find it on purpose, everything changes, because now we're not caught in the pain-fear cycle. There's no fear when you choose to search for your pain. And the great thing is that pressure overrides pain. So with block therapy, we're connecting into those pressure fibers so that the sensation of pain actually changes. And people are, I often hear people say that they're addicted to block therapy because of the meditative quality that it brings. And as far as healing tissue faster, as soon as we're sending blood and oxygen flow to cells, they're going through a faster healing process, because it's all about removing the debris of the injury away and feeding those cells exactly what they need to heal. So when we are enhancing blood and oxygen flow in the body in general, we heal much faster.
When I did the block, the biggest thing that I realized, and it didn't take me long, and very soon into it, was how the block was able to get into areas of my body that no other massage therapist, athletic therapist could do. I was a top-notch gymnast for years, and as a result, I have always had chronic back issues from all those back bends and arches and whatnot. But, you know, the block therapy, within seconds of being on it and getting into the right position, I was just utterly amazed. And I even said, I think I said it out loud to people in the group, I can't believe it. That's the first time I've ever been able to get deep into that tissue that I knew was injured. And it was just like a big sigh of relief for me, because now I'm there. Now I'm breathing. And the amount that I had improvement on my chronic back pain was just phenomenal. And I'm a big proponent for back pain and the block therapy, because it just, you know, and I've even spoken into it with you. Again, I just love it. And tell a little bit about some of your more difficult patients who've had severe injuries that have improved.
It's all about understanding the cause sites. And so, you know, I was remembering when we were doing that intensive together and you were mentioning that. And the thing is, most people go to where the pain is. And so if you go to a therapist and you have a sore back, you'll get a back massage or a neck massage. But the reality is the cause site for the pain is in the front and the sides of the body, because we age in a forward rotational direction. So, for example, if we have pain in the low back, often it's the hip flexors, adductor area of the body in the pelvis that is the cause for that. So we approach the cause sites. And what's really great is that because you yourself are in control of how much pain you allow, and you're also aware of the sensations, you learn to maneuver yourself on the, it's called the Block Buddy, that's the name of the tool. You learn how to maneuver yourself onto that so that you can find your own cause sites. And it's really amazing too, because you become more intuitive as you go deeper and deeper in yourself, and you start to realize that you really do know exactly what you need to improve your health, to release that cause site, because there's sensations and there's signals that those cells are sending to you. So it's all about learning how to hear what the cells are basically saying. So we've helped people with severe scoliosis, fibromyalgia, MS, acute injury. A lot of really great videos on my YouTube channel, which is Fluid Isometrics is the name of the YouTube channel. And you can see a lot of the progress that we've made with people with paralysis, because again, if somebody has an area of the body that isn't getting nerve flow, then they have a paralysis. But we can open up those gates for that nerve flow, because again, block therapy takes away the restrictions or those barricades to blood and oxygen flow. So we start to heal, we start to awaken cells to their potential. And it really is about understanding the flow of the system, whether we're talking about blood flow, nerve flow, lymph flow, energy flow. You know, it's all connected. So wherever there's a block to flow. We want to release those blocks. And again, it's, the challenge is that 2,000 pounds per square inch seal. So block therapy gets in there because we take our time. It's a game of patience. We're not forcing the body. We are persuading the tissue to melt, which also makes us very safe to do because we're not trying to force anything. We are allowing with our own breath and our own decision of how much pain we allow ourselves to go through the process of melting through that frozen tissue. And really, I believe that everything wrong in the body on some level comes down to cell being blocked from life. So depending on if it's an organ cell, a muscle cell, a skin cell, whatever cell it is that's not getting properly fed and clean, it's going to have a symptom. It's going to have a response, a pain response, or something's going to happen to it eventually. But if we learn to listen and understand what those symptoms are saying, and we don't become caught in the trap of the fear of it, we can look at it from a different perspective, and we have a direct path to heal and to send blood and oxygen flow to awaken those cells.
Well, you have been an amazing educator today. I want to thank you so much, Deanna, for participating. I know you have a couple programs, and I would love for you to take a minute or so and tell people about those.
Thank you, Julia. And it has been such a pleasure to be on your show today. So my introductory program is called the 21-Day Block Blitz. And basically, this gives you three 45-minute videos that cover the body from head to toe and really teach you how to use the Block Buddy properly. And then it gives you a 21-day program, which is a 15-minute process where you learn how to create the proper habits of melting and breathing. So this introductory program is very inexpensive, very simple to do. Basically, anyone can do it. There is very, very few contraindications. They are listed on that page. Anyone can pretty much do this, and we're always connected to you. So we don't want you to just go off. If you need us, we are here. And then we have other programs as well that are more involved. I have a whole year program called Block Therapy Whole Health. And it is a very comprehensive program, and it's amazing because with block therapy, we learn to go deeper and deeper and deeper as we can. So over the year, it's amazing the things that we can do in this program and that are happening for people. They are having life transformation, and it's so fun to watch. I also have a teacher training program called Block Therapy University. We are looking for teachers all over the world to teach block therapy. I just did a website last week basically launching the new and improved teacher training program, Block Therapy University, and I am so excited because we have teachers all over North America, but we're looking for more. There's so many cities that we need to tap into still, and we also need to get outside of North America because block therapy is something for everyone, every age. It really doesn't matter what physical level you're starting from because you get to simply lie on this block and you control the pace and the speed that you go, and it's all done very safe. And again, we have a very supportive community here, so there's always people willing to help and assist in any way possible.
Well, and I know that you would love to tell us where we can connect with you. How can people get to your information?
Well, my landing page, unblockyourbody.com, would be my preferred way that people find me because you can download my free book, Unblock Your Body from Pain, Pressure, Fat, and Fatigue, and you can also schedule a free health strategy call, and that would be my preferred way. But I also have a website, blocktherapy.com, where there is a lot of information. My three programs you can find either way if you go directly to the website or through unblockyourbody.com.
Thank you again, Deanna, for listening to Mindset Medicine with Dr. Julia Bolin, and you have been listening to Deanna Hansen on Mind and Body Age Defiance.
Thank you so much, Julia. It's been a real pleasure with you.
Thank you for listening to Mindset Medicine with your host, Dr. Julia Bolin. To learn more about Mindset Medicine, go to www.juliabolinmd.com and connect with Dr. Julia to find out how our team can help you today. Join us again next week for more expert tips, tools, and strategies to become healthier, wealthier, and wiser in your personal and professional life.